Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I'm Matt MacArthur.
And I'm Drew McDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And boy, we've got a tape for you today.
It's a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
And those are always the best tapes, I find.
Yeah, and I think we needed a little bit of a ridiculous tape since last week was the Revolution mixtapes.
Exactly. A lot of serious conversation. And there's even more to talk about, of course, this week. Executive orders here and executive orders there. And
yeah,
throwing everything out. And
absolutely. But we are going to keep things a little light today. And we are throwing down the monkey tape.
Monkey business.
Yes. And it's kind of self-explanatory, the theme. It's just, for some reason, in the, you know, sort of genre of rock and roll, and even whatever other genres of music out there, I don't know if there's any other.
There's like one or two, I think.
There's one or two.
Yeah.
The monkey seems to be a theme, whether it's like the animal or whether there's like a metaphorical monkey on your back.
Yeah, exactly. Whether it's an imagery in a music video or the front of an album cover.
Yeah, the monkey is like a primitive symbol for, I guess, our maybe
for us
exactly. And so let's hit the monkey tape off right with something that we just couldn't not play.
Shock.
Mama.
Arctic Monkeys, Snap Out of It, on Mixtapes with Mick and Max, CITR 101.9. We just kicked off the Monkey Tape with Peter Gabriel, Shock the Monkey, one that we couldn't possibly not play.
I think that that was, in fact, the inspiration for this mixtape, was it not?
It was
that song?
It was definitely the inspiration.
There you go.
For the mixtape.
For those not in the know of conversations that Matt and I have not on the radio, Matt was just sort of like, so we need to find a way to do a mixtape where we play Shock the Monkey. Like, yeah. Like we can just do like a monkey mixtape.
Yeah, just any excuse to, you know, to play that. And then Luckily you benefit from a whole bunch of monkey songs.
Well, and not just monkey songs, but I think that there's a little bit of education to be had as well, Matt.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell us about it, Drew?
Well, I have a question for you, Matt. How would you define a monkey?
Well, I would define a monkey as, you know, a fun-loving, primitive...
Fun-loving.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, they're pretty loose. They don't really care, you know, what society thinks of them. They just...
You've obviously never had a monkey try and eat your face before.
Well, no, I haven't. My experience with monkeys is they've been at a safe distance.
There you go.
In an enclosure, eating bananas and throwing... Well, I mean, at the Calgary Zoo, I did see... or at least was prone to seeing, you know, a monkey throwing its you-know-what.
Yeah, flinging feces.
Splat
and
right against the glass.
And masturbating this in front of all the guests.
Yes, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, monkeys are a group. What defines them is that they're actually dry-nosed primates. And they're a group that generally possesses tails, and they consist of about 260 known living species. Now,
that's a lot of monkeys.
Now, Matt, can you name any other animals that might fit into a primate category? What kind of animals do you think of when you think of primates?
I think of gorillas.
Okay, absolutely.
Spider monkeys.
Spider monkeys.
Those, maybe mandrills.
Mandrills, absolutely.
The ones with the weird butts.
And the baboons.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we might have a little bit of each of those animals showing up today. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're going to start off with a local band called Pigeonhole. They're kind of from the Sweatshop Union era of local Vancouver hip hop. And here's a little short song that they have off their album Chimp Blood called Chimp Blood.
Yeah.
Safari jungle swag, alpha monkey, yeah, hands off the bananas. I don't wanna see me grumpy chip blood.
Where'd that?
Chip blood.
He's coming up. It's there.
Yeah.
Gorillaz, Dare from Demon Days. And before that, we had Pigeonhole with Chimp Blood. And for our from our Monkey tape, it's a pretty good tape so far, I think.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying it, too. Nice little frivolous tape for there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any gorilla facts?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some gorilla facts. What would you like to know, Matt?
Anything. I am just open to anything, any kind of factoid about gorillas.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but gorillas live in groups called troops, and troops tend to be made of one adult male or silverback, multiple adult females, and their offspring. However, multiple male troops also exist.
Oh.
Interesting, hey?
Silverbacks are... You wouldn't want to mess with one of those guys. They are huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to mess with... And whenever I think of silverback gorillas, unfortunately, my mind instantly goes to Ace Ventura when Nature Calls.
That's number two. That's the second one, yeah.
That is the second, and in my opinion, the superior of the Ace Ventura movies.
Really? I haven't seen it. I've only seen it once. I haven't seen it in forever. I mean, I loved Ace Ventura 1, although now it feels like a little, I don't know.
Dated?
Dated and a little bit sexist. And
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
Well, I think that...
That is not about
unfortunately,
monkeys.
I think, yeah, that's what makes it dated. There's so many things from that era that I'm sure were, you know, that, yeah, are sexist and mm-hmm. just kind of, anyways, moving forward. Onward and upward.
Yeah. However... It is time for us to take a little break from the monkey tape, but we will be back with some Monkey Man related songs, and it's gonna be incredible. Monkey Man, same thing, right? You're listening to CITR 101.9.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Big Monkey Man.
We'll be right back.
Rolling Stones, Monkey Man from Let It Bleed, getting all primal on you there. And we opened up with the Specials, Monkey Man from the Specials.
Yeah, their cover of the Toots and the Maytals, Monkey Man, which is such an excellent song, a classic, ska staple.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to drop some more, Drew's going to drop some more monkey information on you.
Monkey information on me? Well, I mean, I thought it was interesting that we were listening to Monkey Man.
Yes.
And of course, you know, humans evolved, you know, from similar ancestors as common day monkeys and gorillas and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And so, I thought it'd be kind of interesting to talk about that a little bit. What a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, the history of primates can be traced back about 65 million years. And the oldest known primate-like mammal species, the Plesiadapius, came from North America. And there was another one, the Archicebius, came from China. So those are kind of the two earliest ancestors. And something that I didn't really know until recently was that the closest like monkey relatives to us are like chimpanzees and the bonobo are kind of like the most common to us.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. And that through, you know, like the earliest human, sorry, just give me a quick second here. The
it doesn't surprise me that like chimpanzees are our closest relative because they're fairly uninhibited. And
yeah. And it was only about like
crazy
6 million years ago where there was that common ancestor as well that branched off. So it wasn't that long ago when you think about the history of the world where like I think the first life on this planet was about 3.5 billion years ago, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy as monkeys. Well,
Speaking of like crazy monkeys, and the desire for monkeys to be like man, of course we have to play this song. So I hope that you guys all enjoy a little bit of something from the Disney songbook right here.
I know I will.
Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you.
Hop-de-ooby-doo-ba.
I wanna walk like you,
cheep,
talk like you,
cheep,
too. You see it's true.
Shoo-ba-dee-doo.
An ape like me.
Scooby-dooby-dooby.
Can learn to be human too. Try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Thank you.
Sabadoo the days of bomb the book the days of bones about bop bobby.
Abadoo dee.
Will a reap another?
Ebadobadoy.
Will a la basini?
Wallabut, Wullabut,
Steeple at Dodi. Will a ha 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 ha. Get mad, baby.
Hadla, la la
la la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la la la la
la la la la
la la la la la la.
I wanna be like you.
Mad Caddies, Monkees. And before that, we had Louis Prima with the classic, I Want to Be Like You. Because
it's pronounced you-hoo-hoo.
You-hoo-hoo.
Now, what's interesting, too, is listening to those songs. And I always think, especially that last one, Monkees, it's so slapsticky. And I just picture a bunch of, like, monkeys running around falling on top of each other and, like, monkeys
in
playing
a black
instruments.
And white film.
In a black and white film. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it reminds me of, remember the old toys, the monkeys with the cymbals, the crashing cymbals that would go back and forth.
The vaguely creepy ones?
Yeah, the entirely creepy ones with the gigantic eyes and the creepy mouth that looked like they were going to eat you in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Yeah, those are the ones. And then
stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about, you know, when animals play music, like, you know, when you have those street musicians with the organ grinders and, they're playing their organ grinder and they always seem to have like a monkey, like a spider monkey on a chain that's like living on their shoulder. culture or whatever. And
you don't see that too often in Vancouver.
No, unfortunately.
Maybe not anywhere.
Not really anywhere. Well, I think that like hopefully we're getting away from the, you know, like the exploitation of of some of these animals, you know, like it's just kind of...
It's passé.
Forging a better relationship and staying connected with animals of all kinds around the globe, I think, is, you know, obviously quite important.
Yeah, and animals are our friends.
As hilarious as organ grinders and monkeys on chains looks, I'm glad we've... I think the last time in recent memory I've seen something like that is probably watching Batman Returns. In the early 90s, there was that one guy with the organ grinder and his monkey on the on the leash that ends up grabbing the batarang at one point, and they use it to frame Batman.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. That was a cool organ grinder.
It was a cool organ grinder.
All right. And we're going to come back. It's a little time for us to have a little break, but we'll come back with a very rockin' set of monkey songs. So stay tuned on CITR 101.9.
People, let me tell you about my bed.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts around Commercial Drive and beyond at Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studio, Bomber Brewing, Stormcrow Tavern, People's Co-op Bookstore, Mintage, High Life Records and Music, Bone Rattle Music Limited, JQ Clothing Limited, The Rio Theater, the Vancouver Music Gallery, North Van, and Tapestry Music Limited in White Rock.
What would we do without our friends?
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. monkey men were hard up for cash. They stayed up all night selling cocaine and hash to an undercover cop who had a sister named Jan. For reasons unexplained, she loved the monkey man. He was a Boy Scout boss, he went to meet a man. Found out the hard way, nobody gives a damn. You know that they found freedom just across the Jersey line. Hopped into a stolen car on Highway 99. When the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. Cop. Never liked the monkey man. Even back in high school, wanted to see him in the can. Jim got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. Made secret plans for the monkey man from the mansion on the hill. Was out on Thunder Road, tweeter at the wheel. Pulled into paradise, you could hear the tires squeal. This Jim told me many times, was you to me a talk. In Kingston, everything's legal, man, as long as you don't get caught. Then the walls came down. They ran out of gas. The undercover cop calling them, so he didn't think this would last. Jane jumped up out of bed, said there's someplace I gotta go. She took a gun out of the drawer, said it's best that you don't know. An ambulance rolled up, stayed super close behind. Tweeter pulled his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The monkey man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. When the walls came down, never saw them when they stand, never saw them when they fail. The town of Jersey City is winding down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. The TV set is blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the night when they showed that the monkey man was on. Maybe I'll go to Florida, get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here and everything's been done. Sometimes I think of Tweeter, sometimes I think of Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the monkey man. When the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they stand, and never saw them when they fail.
In the sky. devil is six. Devil is six.
And if the devil is six, then God is seven.
Tonight you will be
Low Monkey from the classic Great Destroyer, sort of winding up our monkey mixtape. Tonight, the monkey dies. Mm-hmm. And Pixies, Monkey Gone to Heaven.
Yeah.
Sensing a little morbid theme here. And we, of course, we couldn't get away without playing the Headstones, Tweeter and the Monkey Man, and Foo Fighters' Monkey Wrench.
There you go.
And yeah, this is our tape, our monkey mixtape.
I'm actually surprised by this tape as well, because there's so many things out there that are not even just monkeys, but, you know, there's like gorillas and things and
chimps,
lemurs, bonobos, and there's bands and songs about all of these things, But we managed to stay pretty much on the monkey train, aside from that gorillas song, all the way through, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and Chimp Blood.
Yeah, and Chimp Blood as well. There you go. Got a couple in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because you're saying it kind of ended on a bit of like a grim note with like Monkey's Gone to Heaven and the Low song that just happened.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because as humans, we can always feel a little bit invincible. And, you know, especially because we've evolved from these apes and primates and blah, blah, blah. But,
yeah,
you know, a lot of things that affect them affect us, especially things like AIDS, right? You know, when AIDS kind of happened and spread around and things like that. And the very last song that we were discussing about talking about, ironically enough, the lead singer of the band passed away from AIDS in the early 90s, and his name is Jimmy McShane, and you know, he's really only known for the one hit wonder that we're going to be playing right now, but it kind of shows a bit of mortality there as well, right? You know, we're not invincible in that.
way to bring it down.
Brought it right down. Yeah.
No, it's all good. Like, and, you know, but you know, we are going to bring it back up with the music.
Yeah.
And you've been listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. Up next is The Real World, an hour-long trip through the history of film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be good. But we're going to end things on an upbeat note. This is Baltimora, Tarzan Boy. I'm Matt MacArthur.
Drew McDonald.
And you're listening to Mixtapes. See you next week.